Welcome to our podcast. We are here to give you fun, unadulterated, good tidbit advice. Listen, Auntie got you, because clearly some of y'all don't know what y'all doing.
It's COVID out here. Don't be spitting on nothing.
What? Am I the angry one? Mm-hmm. I just love that he doesn't participate no other time, but when I ask, am I the angry one? Him.
Between the two of us, I'm the nice one.
If that's what helps you sleep at night.
I'm Auntie Allie.
And I'm Auntie Shauna.
And welcome to the Auntie's Handbook Podcast.
If you are an adult, here's what's needed. You are an adult. There are some adult things that you need to learn how to do, and adult purchases you should have made. You're not in college where you're going down the hall and borrowing the vacuum. Learn how to have some stationary stuff in your house. And I get it. We all aren't equipped with family members who worked in construction and carpentry. But damn it, you should not be sticking your curtain out the window. Go to the 99-cent store or Dollar Tree or Family Dollar or whatever local discount store is in your area and buy a damn curtain rod. Yeah. Get a hammer and some nails. It's not rocket science.
I ain't trying to hear that. We got YouTube now. YouTube instruct you how to do everything.
There's nothing you can't do for yourself, and I don't understand why people don't do for themselves. Like, you want to post up that you got this fly-ass apartment, but your mattress is on the floor. And I get it. You know,
I'm talking about people, and stop judging people.
I'm not judging, but if your mattress is on the floor, you could go to Home Depot, buy you some wood, and put the nails in the wood, okay?
You don't even got to go to Home Depot and buy the wood. You can go right to BJ's and just buy a basic metal frame. Motherfucker,
Amazon got some... You assuming people got money!
Amazon got them for $50. Get that two-day shipping. Two-day shipping.
I ain't trying to hear it. I think there needs to be a set of prioritizing what's important. Bottle service is fly. You want to go off, you want to show off, buy your $300, $400 bottle package in your little cabana. That's great. But if you spent all that money on that bottle service.
And you sleeping on the floor?
And you sleeping on the floor. You haven't just bought a decent mattress.
Oh my God.
Mattress.
Did I ever tell you about a time I went to this dude's house and he had a bed on the floor?
By choice on it is the question. So that's exactly why you need to go buy that $50 metal frame.
I got a phobia.
It's me we're talking.
I used to chill my uncle's apartment in the Bronx. Niggas had rats and they had
No, but he had a BMW.
I got a problem with that. Brother.
Shit was on the floor.
That's poor decision making. That's poor decision making.
No, I feel like that's a part of like just you not prioritizing.
That's poor decision making.
His excuse was like he's a man, he's a simple, he doesn't care about those.
Okay,
things.
And I know plenty of men. My best friend
brother,
is a man in his bed.
In the situation you're in right now, where you got a lady over, what are you talking about?
Well, clearly it has worked before.
I think the moral of the lesson is that you need to prioritize what's important. Don't be spending $50, $100, $500 at the club if you don't got a $50 frame to hold your bed up. That's embarrassing. That's ghetto. It's not giving what it's supposed to give.
Excuse me.
Understand?
In Japanese culture, the bed is on the floor. Okay?
Yes, but if
Konnichiwa. Get out of here.
Even those beds that are on the floor culturally have some sort of a framing around it.
Yeah.
Put some effort into your place.
Sanja got a mattress on the floor, dead ass.
I'm gonna continue playing devil's advocate, and I'm gonna continue to stir the.
All right, Allie. It's the same way you ain't give that man no buns because his mattress is on the floor.
This is Tony and Shaniqua's first apartment. Okay. They're getting everything bit by bit.
And I'm
okay
with that.
They don't have
a
whole bunch of money that's going to furnish the place right off the bat.
Oh, no, it's a difference.
They're going to get bit by bit.
That's
fine.
Don't
judge people.
Yes,
they happen to have this stuff on the floor.
If I ask him how long he's been living here, he says 4 years. And then at this point, he still has not taken his bed off the floor. I'm looking at him use his socks.
Man.
Dust in the corner. I have a problem.
A bed frame don't cost that much.
And I think it's none of my business, right, where your bed lay at. It's my business when you want me to lay on that bed, too.
Exactly.
Okay,
don't make
me come over to your crib, and now I got to lay on a bed? What
imagine
are you doing?
Imagine me pull up to a woman's house like, damn, Ma, you live like this?
Oh, that's embarrassing. God. Like, now I don't want to lay down. You don't want to lay down
she
either.
She right.
You talking about her bed, you going to smash.
I'm not going to pull up again, but I definitely.
You going to smash that day that you got there.
You nasty. You know that.
Yeah. Your devotion's crawling my ass. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Not the roach on the butt crack.
Nah, we just don't do it on the bed now. We got to go to the shower.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even thought about that. Innovation.
Wow.
This guy's smart.
And I hope that in the shower, you got a shower curtain.
if you don't have a shower curtain, goddamn.
That's a little kinky though. What? You feel me?
Yeah,
you
it's all fun and is wet. How exactly.
That's all fun and dandy until you step out and slip and bust your skull open.
It's not the only thing wet.
That's a lawsuit. Listen, I'm about to get me.
That's where I walk.
I'm about to get me some pussy in a $2,500 lawsuit.
Listen.
She gonna spend.
I'm saying that for your house, especially if you plan on having company over, you should make it a livable space, a comfortable space.
Yeah,
for
that's
people
me.
To
yeah,
be.
You gotta be comfortable.
I mean, I think
comfort is a big thing.
It depends on who company is. Honestly, like if you have your closest friends over, they probably know your situation.
Yeah, they don't.
They
care,
ain't gonna
yeah.
judge. Once you feel like it's okay to start inviting random people to your crib, make sure your crib is presentable.
Exactly. Yeah.
Don't just
ask
have
my
anybody.
Friend. I hope you help me get my box bring together. Or you spent $2 and bought me a crib.
If my
ride.
Boys, if any of my friends living on the floor, I'm getting them. I'll get it myself. Like, come on, bro. It's not cost that much. It's like, it'll cost that much.
If you're living on the floor, you probably shouldn't be living where you're living at anyways. You probably should have stayed at mom's crib. Don't try to move out and now you can't move out.
Yeah. Don't you know, that's another episode. If you're not ready to move out, don't move out. That's, yeah, but that's another episode.
If your bed is still on the floor, then...
I'm just saying, as you progress in life, you should just invest in a couple of simple adult purchases. Broom.
Comfort.
Dustpan. Curtain rods.
I bought me a Swiffer spring. Duster, and that was one of the greatest accomplishments of my life. That's how I know I'm old. A Swiffer Duster was a shit to me.
Lance.
And, yeah, that's... Swiffer, if you wanna,
no, they're not gonna sponsor us. They're not gonna sponsor us.
Hey,
I was gonna say that they should send Lance another Swiffer.
Goddamn right. I would love to do commercial.
The deluxe kit.
They need a new Mr. Clean. You know what I mean? Mr. Clean needs to be bald. Black man, black Mr. Clean.